So many pills to choose from. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. So many pills to choose from. My, my, my. You go on the internet and you're bombarded by all sorts of companies that sell pills. You're bombarded by doctors who sell pills and who tell you how these pills can cure this and cure that and cure everything. You go into the iHerb and you look up all the millions of pills that they have available for you, all doing a specific thing. And if you have, say, 10 possibilities of improvement you want to do, you have to take 10, maybe 20 pills, because some pills have to have other pills to go along with them. And pretty soon, you're just a pill person. Well, that's all well and good. But are you ready to not be a pill person? Are you ready to be a pill person of mental pills? Mental pills that are the most effective, the most desirable, and the most meaningful. Mental pills are saying, I am whole and perfect. Mental pills are saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You might have a cold, you might have a broken leg, you might have injury of any kind. And when you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body only, then you are taking the pill that says you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You are taking the pill that is bringing you that experience of wholeness. Now, it's so easy to fall into the trap of looking at the illusion and say, well, I've got to take an aspirin, I've got to do this or that, and doing it, and then say, along with it, it takes 7 days for this to cure and 7 days for that, and 5 weeks for this, whatever. Now, that's all great. That's all fine and dandy. But it does not have to be that way. If I really take charge of myself, if I really take the pills that are most beneficial to me, I will take the pill that says, I like me. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect right now. If you have cancer, you concentrate on the cancer. You look at it and you say, go away. You look at it and you say, I don't like you. You look at it and say, you don't have any right in my body. Whatever I did to bring you in my body, I now release. I don't want you. Well, what will happen? You compound the cancer. You compound the illness, whatever it is, because you empower it to continue being it by recognizing it. And as you recognize it by saying it is there, you give it the power to continue to be. Now, if you have cancer, you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my... And visualize yourself living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. Visualize yourself doing all the things you like to do. Visualize yourself seeing your body and living in your body, which is the most amazing, delightful, powerful, joyful thing that you could ever dream up for yourself. Visualize it, visualize it, visualize it. It's easy to visualize the illusion because it's right there staring us right in the face. And the more we visualize the illusion that's staring us in our face, the more that illusion expands to fulfill our horizon or our mental thinking system. Now, is that what we want to do? Well, it appears that we do want to do that because that's what we think about. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. You see, what is it we're thinking about? All the way back to Hippocrates, the father of medicine, he knew very little about medicine because they didn't have much of medicine. They had a few herbs that they knew did good, and everybody knew it. But the doctor would encourage his patients to think healthy thoughts. He would encourage his patients to think they can be well. He would encourage his patients to do everything they can to put the positive cause in motion for their health. Now, the amount of medications were limited in those days. And so the people either they had good thoughts or they didn't have good thoughts. If they had good thoughts, then they had wholeness. If they didn't have good thoughts, then they had illness and death. And so it was. Now, what was the thing the doctors did their best to give to the patients? They wanted to have a smile on their face. They wanted them to think happy thoughts. They wanted them to praise the creative cause for their fine body that they do have, for the fine legs, arms, whatever, anything that was not demonstrating the illusion that was on their body is causing them unhappiness. And as the doctors did this, their patients succumbed to the positive attitude of life. That's called the bedside manner and home visits. Well, we've gotten away from that to a large, large extent. And the doctor no longer holds the patient's hand. The doctor no longer even touches the patient. The doctor may touch the patient, but he's got rubber gloves on. And he may touch the patient, but he touches it only through his stethoscope or through something else. But he doesn't touch it with a love. There, and put the hand on the forehead and say, all is okay now. Let's just relax and put a good balancing concept in motion. Yes. Yes, the day of the country doctor, the day of the bedside manners, the day of the doctors making house calls, is a day long since gone. We have a lot of doctors who retire from their profession because they made lots of money and they're very comfortable and they don't have to do it anymore. Now, I would like to see all of these doctors who retire and just sort of are not doing any active doctoring, that they form a league, the league of the country doctor, the league of the on-call doctor. We make house calls. We are the doctors that recommend mental attitude rather than pills. Oh, they'll recommend a pill too now and then, but the thing is, their primary objective is when they touch you. When they touch your forehead, or they touch your body, or they knowingly touch you so that you feel better. And the doctors can do that. The doctors in China have been doing this for centuries. They have their way of touching people with acupressure or acupuncture, and as they touch people with many other forms of medicine that they have, and they go around with their little bag of tools, and they go see people, and they touch them, and they call upon them, and these people get well. These people come back, and they didn't have all the medicines that we have today and that are available today. And you're saying, well, they do good jobs. Yeah, but the side effects are oftentimes worse than the medicine themselves. And this is something that must be thought about too. But think about it. Think about it very, very seriously. So many pills to choose from. Well, the best pill for any of us to choose from is the pill of our word, our thought. Our word that says, I am whole and perfect. Our word that says, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. Our word that says, my body is the temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. When we think in those frames of reference, a whole new pattern of life takes place for our body and our mind. A whole new way takes place for each one of us. And we begin to look out at the world from a whole new focus. And that whole new focus is pillless. That whole new focus is from the point of view that the thoughts that I think and the words that I speak are the power of my universe. They are who and what I am. They are the genius of all that matters to me. And truly, that is all that matters. Maybe you and I can join this league of visiting doctors, of the country doctor who goes from house to house and stays with the patient until they're over their heavy part of their problem. You say, well, there's so many people. True. And there are so many doctors. And there are so many doctors who do good jobs of meeting with people. And we're to be very blessed by that. The doctor we have in the mental health, in the Mountain Health Center here in Campbell, is actually rather fantastic, Dr. DiPato. He's a most amazing man. And he finds that when his patients want to take care of themselves rather than asking for medical help all the time, he treasures them and he honors them and he says, go for it. You are doing the right thing. Listen to your heart. Listen to who you are. Come to me if you have a problem deciphering it, but listen to your heart. And when you do, you will do it right. Let's join the Dr. Z's in our life who are rather fantastic, because we are fantastic too. We are great healers. We are putting the cause in motion through our voice, through our word, through our mouth. And it is done. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.